Who do people spend the most time with in their everyday lives? The people one spends the most time with in a typical day can vary drastically depending on the circumstances of that person's life. For example, a younger person who has yet to move away from home might interact primarily with their immediate family on a day-to-day basis. A person living alone might spend the most time with their co-workers each day, or other students if they happen to be in upper education. If a person happens to be in a relationship or married, it is more than likely that the majority of their time would be spent with their significant other. How important is it to spend time with different kinds of people? There is great value in spending time with different types of people. Each person has a unique set of interests, viewpoints, and abilities which one might not possess themselves. Therefore, spending time with as many different people as possible is a great way to pick up new talents and to learn new things in general. On top of that, frequent interaction with others also helps one to practice their own social skills, which is a highly useful quality for a person to possess. Maintaining a social awareness in this fashion will not only ensure that one treats the people around them with dignity and respect, but will also guarantee that one is treated better in everyday life. What is the importance of spending some time alone? As important as it is for one's health to maintain social relationships with other people, spending time alone and knowing how to spend time by oneself is a similarly important talent to have. Some alone time can help calm a person down following the events of a stressful day. Moreover, time alone is deeply needed after spending an extended period with other people in order to rest and recover social energy. It can also provide an opportunity for one to pursue personal interests and hobbies in the way they find most appropriate to them, without any intrusive influences. How should managers behave towards their employees? Ideally, anyone in a managerial position should strive to set a positive example for the employees working under them. A manager should behave encouragingly towards their workers and aim to promote an atmosphere of camaraderie within the team. They should present themselves as part of the team rather than aloof, while still maintaining an air of authority deserving of the respect and confidence of their workers. A manager should possess good communication skills in order to retain the trust of their co-workers. With these skills, a manager should be open to the concerns of their colleagues, whilst being able to provide feedback and communicate expectations. In what ways do people's behaviors change when they are with an older person? It is a commonly held value that one should be respectful of their elders, so people often adjust their behavior accordingly. A person might modify their language as to be more formal. This can entail a stricter adherence to proper grammar than usual, or even the use of formal pronouns. Other changes in behavior might be noted in an avoidance of slang terms an older person might not be familiar with. This not only helps to establish a more respectful tone, but also to avoid any potential misunderstandings. Do people behave differently if the person they are talking to is rich and famous? When interacting with the rich and famous, an often reported experience is that of being starstruck. This describes a state in which someone will behave differently towards a person on behalf of their wealth and fame. For example, they might behave less assertively than is typical of them in an attempt to ingratiate themselves with the celebrity in question. The extensive media coverage of rich and famous people also portrays them as larger-than-life and authoritative figures, which might intimidate an average person and thus cause them to behave more meekly than they might usually.